Hello and welcome to Love My Poland. Before I begin this video, I want to tell you how badly I did not want to record it. I'll soon reach 100 episodes here on Love My Poland, and I think there's one thing we can all agree on. This channel is not about me. My goal is and has been to promote Poland and educate the world on the subject of why Poland is a truly special country with amazing places and unique people. Today, I am going to break the mold, so to speak, and I'm going to answer a question I get all the time. It is, Russell, why did you move to Poland? Why have you chosen to live here? And what happened in the first place to bring you to Poland from Texas? How did you end up here? Well, that is exactly what we're going to talk about. It's a really simple answer, but it's a long answer, so I'm going to condense it as much as I can, and it's coming up right now. Let me be clear at the forefront that my move to Poland had nothing to do with Polish women. I hear such funny little comments all the time that for sure Russell came here as a result of some girl. The truth is that during college, I tried to study three different subjects at the same time, and I sort of burned myself out. I chose to study two majors, business and psychology, while simultaneously attempting to become a certified private airplane pilot. While I successfully managed to reach those goals, I really had no idea what direction to take at that time. What was next? Do I continue on to the master's degree immediately, or maybe go down the road and do the doctorate degree, or do I jump right into a full-time job with some company somewhere? I even thought about continuing on to become a commercial pilot. I always looked up to those airline pilots, but nothing felt right inside. I wanted something else. I graduated in May of 1999. My six-year relationship with my high school sweetheart had recently fallen apart, came to a bitter end. I was lost. So one Sunday morning during church, I got up during the service to go to the bathroom and to walk down a long hallway. And I just felt inside just so confused. I said, Lord God, give me a sign. What do you want me to do? What should I do right now? I kid you not. Posted on a bulletin board in that hallway at Metropolitan Baptist Church, Houston, Texas, was like a brochure, a piece of paper hanging there, offering opportunities to recent college graduates. You could help pastors with their missions in countries all over the world. I didn't know anything like this existed. I went home from church. I contacted the organization. I sent them an email. They wrote back to me on Monday, and they said, we have three destinations from which you can choose. And I recall it like yesterday, it was Berlin, Germany, Almaty, Kazakhstan, or Gliwice, Poland. For some reason I can't explain, Poland just felt right. I sent in my application at once and I accepted the position to work in Gliwice. The next day, however, I received an email explaining that that position in Gliwice was unavailable. They didn't tell me why, but they said, hey, there's a new opportunity just down the road from Gliwice in nearby Częstochowa. The same job assignment, everything would be almost the same, just a different pastor. I told them I would take it, and the next thing I knew, I was on the plane to Poland. My job description was simple. Meet lots of friends and invite them to an English club that I was to create from scratch. I had no idea what I was doing, and I had to run it twice a week. The English club had to be completely free for students, and I ran it right here on a college campus near the local dormitories in Częstochowa. After a few months, I can say with confidence I made dozens of friends, and I even had a chance to teach my beloved sport of baseball as an added bonus to the lessons. I was head over heels in love with my new life. I was treated very, very well here. Many of the people I had never met an American before, and that really opened up a lot of doors for me. I remember sharing and learning all about the cultural differences between our countries. It never got boring. My new college friends, you know, they would cook delicious dinners for me in their dormitory, and all they wanted in exchange was just for me to sit with them for hours and kind of talk to them, you know, let them practice their English. It was really great. Some genuine good people I met during those times. My original contract was for only 1 year. That year went by like a flash, and I decided to sign on for an additional year and a half. During this time, I took intensive Polish classes. I continued to grow the attendance at the English club that I made, and I even started cooperation with local universities where I was presented with many job offers. I was, however, lacking one thing, my master's degree. Everyone I knew either had a master's or was close to finishing one, for they were pursuing their master's degree. I felt that big with just my little bachelor's. So I decided to fly back to America in 2002, and I started working on my MBA, my master's in business administration. I got a full-time job as an administrator in a hospital during my study time, but nothing felt the same. I just couldn't come home again like I had. All I could do is think about my friends and those 2.5 wonderful years I'd spent in Poland. I miss Poland immensely. I remember even using Garu Garu before Facebook, Garu Garu Messenger, to chat with all of my friends here. The minute I got my diploma, I got back on the plane, I flew back to Częstochowa, and I got my full-time job at a local university here as an English lecturer. And on the side, I decided to open up an English school. And the first two students were two of my original students from that English club who had been attending. Today, I am really proud to say that my school has over 500 students enrolled. I've been married to a fabulous Polish girl named Katarzyna for 10 years, and we have 3 sons together. I do miss America at times. I try to get back at least twice a year to see family and friends, and they do come to Poland and visit us too. They love Poland as well, my family. I can't say that I would never return to America. Anything is possible, but you know, the problem is like this. I love Poland, and I don't want to throw away everything I've built here and just start from scratch in America. It's a terrifying notion for me, particularly nowadays. My wife loves her job, I love my job, my kids truly adore the classmates they have and their school, the public school they attend. I can say that we are firmly plugged in here in Częstochowa. The last thing I'd like to say in regard to the question of why Poland is an explanation for why I decided to create the channel Love My Poland. There are really 2 reasons. First, when you truly love something, you want to share that love with others. It really comes down to that simple thing. It's me sharing my passion with you. Related to that, however, I also feel that another one of the reasons I started this channel kind of stems from some frustration that I experience when I tell people back in America about my life here, about the time I've spent here. Most people, I'm afraid to say, in America are either clueless, completely clueless about the country, or they have a lot of false stereotypes. They confuse it with other countries. And I don't blame them. If you ask a normal, everyday Polish person to tell you something about Alabama, Arkansas, or Mississippi, you'll get a lot of blank stares. You'll hear some awful stereotypes that go along with that. I sincerely hope that my video will shine a positive light on Poland globally. That's really my goal. Well, that is my story. I hope you enjoyed it. I know a lot of my viewers are dreaming of taking a vacation here, and I sincerely pray that life returns to normal very soon so you'll get the chance to do so. If you have not subscribed to my channel already, as I mentioned earlier, I have almost 100 episodes here. Check them out, subscribe so you don't miss out on the future episodes that are on the way. Thank you so much for watching. See you in the next episode.